Best Mix in Sussex and Surrey, 102.7 Mercury FM. The champagne is flowing. Thanks for all the texts coming in so far, for all the happy birthday texts from Mercury FM. We are 18 years old today. Now, one of the men instrumental in Mercury's success is John Aumônier, who joins us on the phone now. Hi, John.
Hello there. How are you, Mr. Oxley?
I'm very well, sir. How are you?
Good. Not too bad, thank you.
Now, Mercury, of course, huge success. 18 years old today. What was the worst thing before it went on air? Can you think of anything?
Worst thing before it went on air? My goodness, there were so
many.
I imagine. It was the length of time, I think, Chris, in getting it on air, because in those days, going back to the early 80s, there weren't so many commercial radio stations around. And I've got to say, it was quite difficult putting the group together and raising the funds to get the station off the ground in the first place. But terrific once we'd done it.
Now, of course, you're the first manager director of Mercury FM.
Yeah.
You had a great team behind you. You had Ed Stewart and Tony Myers and John Wellington, Andrew Marshall.
Oh, it was wonderful. A great team of people. And we purposely went out to find a great team of people because, although I said a moment ago there weren't so many radio stations around, there were quite a lot in London which sort of spilled over into Surrey and Sussex, excuse me, and bits of Kent. Mm. So we had to be different, and we set about trying to put together a really quality programming lineup. So together with John Wellington, who was our terrific program director at the time, we spent many, many months on that, and we're delighted with the quality of people, as you quite rightly say, like Ed Stewart, Peter Young, and others who joined us at that time.
Well, they've all joined us today as well. We've all got them all lined up right the way through the afternoon.
Great.
How did the name Mercury come around? Because there's various rumours about how it started and how it didn't start.
It was proving very difficult to find a name which sort of solidified parts of Sussex, Surrey and Kent. Mm. And, well, I've got to tell you the truth, I suppose. I was living in Rudgwick, good old Rudgwick near Horsham, at the time, and a friend of mine was ex-Navy, and I was in the pub with him, can you believe? Not me. One Sunday lunchtime, and he sat there, and I said, look, we've got to find the right name. We've been mulling this over for months now. And he said, well, I've got it for you. It should be Mercury. I said, why? I quite like it. You know, it beats to jingles quite well. Mm. And, of course, it's the name HMS Mercury is the Naval Communications Centre. And, of course, Mercury, the winged messenger of the gods and so on. Excellent. And it was as simple as that. And everybody liked it, and it worked.
That's great stuff. Well, listen, thanks for taking time out today joining us. It's been a great 18 years, and hopefully another successful 18 years to come as well.
Absolutely. Keep up the good work.
Thanks ever so much, Joe.
Bye, Chris. Remember when we used to say...